Understand you're kicking off with the Nations Cup football today.
Kim, the Africa Cup of Nations football tournament kicks off exactly 4 weeks from tomorrow, Saturday, in Bata, Equatorial Guinea. Our VOA football fans will remember Equatorial Guinea stepped in as an emergency host on November 14th, replacing Morocco. With the 16-nation tournament fast approaching, our African football guru David Legg tells us the continent's highest-ranked team has finalized its Nations Cup roster.
First up, Sonny, are Algeria. And that's interesting because I believe they're going to be the favorites to win this competition. And, of course, they're also the African side who did best at the 2014 World Cup in Brazil. Of the 23-man squad, Sonny, the Desert Foxes took to Brazil. There are five changes. But in that squad still are the defensive stalwart, Majid Bouterra, Yassine Brahimi. He's the really exciting Porto midfielder. I think he could be one of the ones to watch in Equatorial Guinea. And Sofiane Feghouli from Valencia. So I don't think the squad is in any way weaker because of these changes. Of course, they've got a new coach, Christian Gourcuff, a Frenchman. He took over after the World Cup. And Algeria, Sonny, provided they can adapt to the conditions of Central Africa, which is something they haven't always done in the past, they're going to be there or thereabouts. They will be title favorites, I believe. I don't think that means they've got an automatic passage to the trophy that they last won in 1990. But if you were to say to me right now, where do I see Algeria, I'd certainly see them, Sonny, as potential last four among the 16 competitors.
David, do you have any other Nations Cup news for our VOA football fans? VOA!
Sonny, Equatorial Guinea is a real mystery. Not an awful lot known about the country. And I've been sort of delving into the, trying to get some information. And I've come up with some interesting facts. First of all, Sonny, they have a highway between Bata and Mangoma, two of the stadiums, which would not be out of place in the United States and Canada or anywhere else in Europe. I was really impressed. It's two lanes both ways, and it looks like it's been really well constructed. So well done to the Equatorial Guineans. I think one of the problems, Sonny, ahead of this tournament is there are a lot of negative feelings within Africa itself about Equatorial Guinea, and I've got a suspicion that a lot of these are actually unfair. I think we've got to give this little country of just 780,000 people a fair crack of the whip. Let's give them a chance. They've come in at the last minute. Originally, Sonny, we were told that there were several candidates to replace Morocco as hosts, but I noticed since a rather suspicious lack of information about who those other countries were. And my gut feel, for what it's worth, is that I think Equatorial Guinea may well have been the only candidate, and that if, for whatever reason, they were not able to host the tournament, I think it would have ended up in Qatar. So you would have had the, how shall we put it diplomatically, Sonny, rather interesting situation of the Africa Cup of Nations being staged in the heart of the Middle East in an Asian country. And I don't think that was going to be a very satisfactory situation. One problem, though, Sonny, may well be the pitches at Mangoma and Ebeyin. They are the two smaller venues. Mangoma with a capacity of 15,000 for their stadium. Ebeyin with a capacity of just 7,000. And again, the Equatorial Guineas, to their credit, they haven't just sat down and started crying about this or moaning about the situation or complaining that they haven't got enough time. They've come up with a rather novel solution. They're going to fly in the turf, the grass, to basically replant the pitches at these two stadiums. So if any of you are on board certain aircraft and you got that sort of scent of the pitch somewhere in the cabin, it may well be that you've got African Nations Cup pitches there in the down below you in the plane. But again, Sonny, well done to the Equatorial Guineans for two reasons. A good initiative. And also, they've decided to do something rather than just say, well, that's the pitch, we're going to leave it at that. And, of course, it's particularly important for Mangoma because that, of course, is the group of death. Voice of America! Just to remind our Voice of America listeners, We're talking about Group C. We're talking about Algeria. We're talking about Senegal. We're talking about Ghana. And we're talking about South Africa. I'm not sure, Sonny, in the 57-year history of the Africa Cup of Nations, there has been a tougher first-round group than that. I mean, jeepers. Group of death. To me, it's the group from hell. I know all the coaches are putting on brave faces and saying, you know, no problems, blah, blah, blah. But it's really very, very tough. You expect in a four-country group that there might be one weak link. Well, I don't see any weak links in that Group C lineup.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Hi, I'm Segun Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on.
Game on, VOA sports fans. Just ahead, Tef Tef and the VOA's Downtown Brown will have our English Premier League football question of the week.
Hey, this is VOA's Downtown Brown.
And this is Tef Tef.
The question of the week was, who is the most exciting player in Barclays Premier League? We had a great number of responses on our Facebook page. In third place with 9 votes, we have the goalkeeper from Manchester United, David De Gea. In second place with 11 votes, we have Chelsea's midfielder, Eden Hazard. And in first place with 14 votes, we have Arsenal striker and EPL newcomer, Alex Sanchez. Thank you everyone that left those comments. Soccer news. ESPN FC reported that Angel Di Maria beat Messi and Sergio Aguero in Argentina's foreign-based player of the year. Manchester United has taken the lead, passing Arsenal and acquiring German defender Mats Hummels. Bleacher Report says Thierry Henry will go down as the greatest striker in English Premier history. Soccer injuries. Arsenal's returns. Theo Walcott, Alex Chamberlain, Liverpool's departures, Glenn Johnson and Daniel Sturridge. Manchester United returns. Angel Di Maria. Manchester departures, Vincent Kompany, Sergio Aguero, and Edin Dzeko. And stay up to date with us on recent soccer injuries, transfers, gossips, and stories on Facebook.com/VOA Sunny. So, Tef, who do you think is the most exciting player in EPL so far? Who do you think it is?
I would have to agree with the listeners. I think Alexis Sanchez actually is the most exciting player this year. Number one, he is coming at it from a different league. The Spanish league, you would think that it would take him some time to adapt, but he came in, he's been scoring every other game, if not every game. He's given Arsenal a lot of points. I think they'd be a lot worse off than they are now if it wasn't for him. But I still do want to give out a special mention to David De Gea. If he was not a goalie, I think it would have been my pick, but being in the back, you can only get, you know, draws, points like that, but he is an exciting player. The way he saves goals is pretty amazing. And who do you have as the most exciting player?
My most exciting player, I'll probably go with Sergio Aguero. He's the leading in scoring right now. He passed Diego Costa when Diego Costa had the most goals. So obviously he was doing something with Man City. So I'm going to give it up to him. He has 3 assists so far. Just about every game he's played, he has a goal.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, I also got to go with Alex Sanchez. So I got to agree with you at one point. Games to watch over the weekend, Arsenal versus Liverpool, Newcastle versus Sunderland, Manchester City versus Crystal Palace, and check your local listings for the time. That's all the time we have on VOA's Downtown Brown.
And this is Tef Tef.
And that's the sunny side of sports.
Hello, this is Magnus Chisom calling from Imo State in Nigeria. I love listening to the Sunny Side of Sports. It's always a daily delight of listening to the Sunny Side of Sports. Once again, Magnus Chisom on with you calling from Imo State in Nigeria and wishing all the Sunny Side of Sports listeners all the best.
And all the best to you, Magnus, during this holiday season. Magnus Chisom, Onwuadiwe, a.k.a. the humble apostle of the Sunny Side of Sports, has been a devoted disciple of the show, and he gets top billing in my latest blog post, which you can check out via the following internet address, blogs.voanews.com. Once again, that address, blogs.voanews.com. The title of the blog post is The Humble Apostle and Sporty Holiday Reflections. And you can read about a few of my holiday reflections during this festive season. And during this festive holiday season, follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. Tweet, tweet, tweet. I'm VOA Sunny.